This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neck of the woods, what's happening where you are could be the same thing that's happening where I am. As I say that we're all in this together, when it comes to some things, the common denominators, like weather, like complaining about how expensive gas is, maybe you're lucky and you live in a place where it hasn't gone up 28 cents. I always say that $4 is where it gets rough for everybody. That's when people start to talk about, well, maybe I don't have to drive quite as far. And then it brings up the argument of, why should we work from an office if I have to drive someplace far because of the price of gas and all the things that happen, the machinations of that in between. And I'll tell you one thing people were talking about, whether they were interested in it or not, and even actually played it or not, Mega Millions, because it was so sky high, once again, the highest prize ever, may have been handed out, we don't know for sure, $1.58 billion. $1.58 billion. So that means by the time you take the taxes out, you are clearing a lot of money. A lot of money. So the numbers were 13, 19, 20, 32, 33, 14. Yes, I did have a ticket. I plunked a couple of dollars down. I had the Mega Ball, but nothing else. So, and the multiplier. So it won't, it'll be a couple of bucks, but nothing to write home about. Somebody else might be able to have some serious bragging rights if they had the five white balls and then the one gold ball. We'll see. Otherwise, that gets pushed back into yet another lottery, and it'll just go even higher. There is a fascination with that. Even if you don't buy a ticket, this is something that absolutely is being talked about, and it gives us a break from the other things that get on our nerves or things that concern and worry us when we look at some of the things that are happening across the country that are frustrating and are worrisome. Now, one of the things that's been interesting is you have, on the Democratic side, you have Senator Dianne Feinstein, who has been having problems, obviously, with her health, and there's so many people that want her to step away. And now you have Mitch McConnell, who, on the other side of the country, representing for a very long time as well, and a Republican. You have a lot of people that think, Mitch needs to step away, and part of that was because of the odd pause when he was before the mics a couple of weeks ago. So a new poll found that most Americans believe Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's age and health are negatively affecting his job performance. There was a survey conducted by YouGov for The Economist. 51% of adults say the Kentucky Republican's health and age severely limit his ability. 26% unsure. 17% say the factors have little effect. And then only 6% age and health have no effect whatsoever, right? It was that fact that he froze up at the podium at the Capitol. And you think he's hit his head when he was at a party a couple of months ago. I mean, there has to be some concern, I would believe. Multiple falls is not good. The concussion that he had in the winter is sad. But, you know, this then goes into the things that are being talked about with age and health problems with everyone from Biden on down to hit a certain... who hit a certain age, and is there confidence that they can clearly do their job and feel and be effective? In the case of in the case of Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein, because you can clearly see that they've had serious health issues, I think it's fair to wonder and worry for, I mean, really for them, honestly. But then you think about seats and replacements, and it becomes part of that political game. That's, you know, that's for sure. Because I talked about it, it's worth mentioning quickly here as what I call an update. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, you know that acronym, it referred 22 more unruly passenger cases to the FBI. People, what is wrong with you when you get on these planes? Why would you put yourself in that situation? Because you don't want to act up and you don't want to be fined $37,000. Plus, you could get criminally prosecuted. And, you know, if you're physically assaulting flyers or flight crew, that's going to happen. And a lot of times, I mean, is it, you know, we've had physical altercations, smoking in the bathrooms, projectiles, people looking to make their way like they're charging the cockpit. It's ridiculous that that's happening. And it seems like at least once a week, I've got a story to tell you. You're going to believe this. It's going to top the last story. Here's what happened. You know, this is what happened. It is ridiculous. Although, supposedly, the overall number of cases has declined in the last couple of years, since the highest, which was in 2021. I would just say, put down the booze if you have a long flight and you think somehow you lose your mind or whatever happens. It's scary, it's stupid, and it destroys your life. It destroys the life of other people around you, too. It can, anyway. All right, other things that have been part of the water cooler buzz, as I like to call it, if you go to work. You may work virtually, and that's fine. You still have virtual water cooler buzz, right? This is big. Because I walk around the neighborhoods near me a lot, I've been checking out homes that are for sale, and they sat on the market a lot longer, and people are in kind of a pinch situation. More than 80% of Americans, now that's a big number, think it's a bad time to buy a house. And this is a Fannie Mae National Housing Survey. It just was released a day ago. And they tracked attitudes on home ownership, renting, all of that, and that's the conclusion. While there's some confidence in the components related to their personal financial situations, it's the broader economics of it, if you've got that kind of a number. So high home prices, not great mortgage rates, that just adds to it because that lops money onto what you have to pay. And so a lot of people are just staying put. And you may notice that where you are. You may see that there's more, maybe there's some houses for sale, but they're on the market longer. And certainly that's exactly what I've found that's happened in my neighborhood. And neighborhoods, by the way, that are close by. So what is the answer? It's look out for the interest rates and see what happens with those interest rates. Because every time it gets raised and gets pumped up, I think more of that fear gets pumped into why in the world would I pay that money? Why would I buy a house now? We're taking you into the locker rooms coming up next as we hit the man cave.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Sitting next to each other hanging out in the man cave, there'd be a lot of things to talk about. And we know now that with sports, gambling is just totally prevalent because it doesn't matter. The leagues embrace it, and you see lots of conversations in all sports about MGM betting, about all the various sites that you can go to. And ESPN does not want to miss out. So ESPN announced on Tuesday that ESPN Bet will have, it's their branded sports book, is going to launch this fall. And they have an agreement with gaming company Penn Entertainment. They hold sports betting licenses in 16 states. And this is what they said, ESPN. Our primary focus is always to serve sports fans, and we know they want both betting content and the ability to place bets with less friction within our products. No, we want to make more money. That's what they should say, because you got DraftKings making a fortune, FanDuel, and I mean they're the dominant brands for sure. And before they were like the bad guys, like, oh, this isn't good. And now the leagues are embracing the cash flow from legalized gambling. All of sports media has paid more attention to sports betting. So ESPN now holds a stake in the business. They got it. That's the whole idea. And it's just funny to me, as somebody who, in the sports industry, in the content industry, had heard forever, it was just like sacrosanct. There is no conversation about betting. Oh, no, cannot have it. Now it's completely different. All right, I want to mention this because I saw the Netflix special, and I thought it was pretty amazing, I have to say. Logan Paul who was like a superstar YouTuber, made a fortune on YouTube back when the internet was, what's the internet? You know, when people were trying to figure out the internet. So now he became a boxer, and he's got another fight scheduled. There's a Netflix documentary on him, and it's really worth watching. It's just so fascinating to see how this kid went from this punk YouTube, you know, annoying but popular guy doing all kinds of crazy stunts. It turned into stunts. To this now boxer, and he has to be taken seriously because he's good. He boxed Tommy Fury, and that was the first loss he had, and he's a legitimate fighter. So anyway, he's got his next fight. It's a boxing match against Dylan Danis, and it's in the UK on October 14th, and it'll be interesting to see who shows up for this. I mean, they'll sell a lot of tickets. Definitely, there's something about him. They'll sell a lot of tickets for sure. And the two of them have been feuding since 2019. So there's going to be a lot of trash talking and all the things that are part of the show that make up the fight game. And I saw something interesting in that documentary. Mike Tyson was asked about this punk YouTuber saying he can box, and how you know, the purist in boxing think it's just wrong. And then he showed up against Fury and showed he could fight and almost won that fight. And Tyson said that it's good for the game because boxing was dying. So if you've got something that's entertaining and good and works, of course, why not? That's what it is. It's entertainment, as he said. Speaking of entertainment, Hard Knocks and streaming. Hard Knocks is starting. It's in the HBO, and it chronicles an NFL team through training camp through the upcoming football season. And it's crazy to think that it's been around since 2001, but it has been. So this time it's the Jets who are the Hard Knock stars, and it actually came out on Tuesday. So the Jets are the focus this season. So you can imagine with MVP Aaron Rodgers, four-time MVP in the NFL, coming to New York after 18 seasons with Green Bay Packers, they got a lot to talk about on Hard Knocks. I don't think Aaron Rodgers was happy with it, but he has to go with it because this was an agreement. So you got to go with it. And I think it'll be intriguing to see how they show up on camera. Absolutely. This is a story that people are talking about, and let me see what you think. The Orioles announcer, one of them, Kevin Brown, was suspended, and that was because the owner, John Angelos, was furious with some of his comments. So what happened was Tuesday night, the Baltimore Orioles, with the best record in the American League, 2 years after having the worst, welcomed the defending World Series champion Astros to Camden Yards. But what happened was the conversation, not about the matchup, but about Kevin Brown, who is a popular, young, talented broadcaster who's narrated so much of what's happened with the club, and now he's been suspended for what they're saying is a violation. That is the most ridiculous thing in disciplining an on-air talent. He told the viewers, basically, that the team is performing far better than it was in the last couple of years and went through how they had played in the past. But he didn't trash them and go through all these things. It was so odd. He just talked about the facts. So his banning from the airwaves since July 23rd is just a crazy decision. But look, if John Angelos, who's the owner, wants to take out a guy because he thought it was just a little bit negative what he said about the team, even if it's ridiculous, he can do it. Right? I mean, he can do it. But it's a public relations nightmare because people are furious. Just not just in Baltimore, but all over the place, about Brown's suspension. And certainly Orioles fans who love the five-year broadcaster, because he's been there 5 years, don't like the idea of this happening. And they're afraid he's going to go someplace else. And so it's what are you going to do? It's the owner deciding, okay, because of his pregame comments ahead of a series against the Rays, it was just too much, and he didn't say anything. He just talked about how they fell out, you know, how the bottom fell out and whatever. It's to go ballistic like that. Wow, it's an owner, and the owner has the right to do what he wants to do with the club, but he's put himself in the middle of so many people being furious with his decision. All right, speaking of that Tampa Bay Rays all-star Shane McClanahan sidelined with forearm tightness, and manager Kevin Cash said he's likely to miss the rest of the season. That is not good news. When you look at where the Rays are and you have a great pitcher, to see that happen, because he's probably going to have Tommy John surgery, which means, of course, he is going to be out for the rest of the season. So a 15-day injured reserve is what he got with a back injury, and now he again is coming up limp, the forearm thing in the warm-ups, so not good. And he's been a key part of the Rays' success. He had an 11-2 record, a 3.29 ERA. If you look at last year, he started the season 8-0. His first loss didn't happen. Well, that's this season, 11-2. His first loss didn't happen until May 30th. He was named AL Pitcher of the Month in May. So really sad that he's out of the lineup. And that's when you need your pitchers, because you get closer to what's going to be the playoff situation and where you're going to be, you know, where you're going to end up being as far as the playoff is concerned, and they're going to be missing him. That's absolutely very, very clear, based on how he has, based on how he has performed. And the answer to that is he's been amazing. So not good. Really tough, but everybody has to deal with injuries. So there you go. And it is still about the training camps and who's looking good. There's a big report about a Vikings rookie, Jordan Addison. A lot of people paying attention to Addison. And I guess, you know, there was problems about some of his late-night behavior, but he's starting to turn heads with what he's doing on the field, too. He catches the ball well. He tracks the ball well. So if he can just behave himself, he could be a contributor for the Vikings. Great author coming up next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record $17 trillion. Nearly a million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
First time I saw the Grand Canyon, as I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral.
President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. are on the rise for the second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12% nationwide. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Unbelievable story that we're going to tell you about next. I think you're going to feel some serious emotion after you hear this. Some of you may have lived through something similar. But here on Author's Corner this time around on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we welcome to the show Frank J. Barrett. His book, Lot 1, A Legal Description of Judicial Corruption in Cook County, Illinois. Cook County parcel numbers are not lot numbers. Frank, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So in a nutshell, tell the listeners about what's happened to you and what drove you to write this book and tell your story.
Kate, 6 years of fraudulent foreclosure, 5 years of criminal, physically impossible frauds upon the court, and 5 years of fixes by a Cook County judge, fix after fix after fix, all to deny Lot 1 ever existed. We own a building on Lot 1, mixed-use building on Lot 1, a medical center attached to our residence. We got our taxes lowered from $18,000 to $6,000. That's wonderful. Too wonderful. The properties were $580,000, mortgages are $400,000. Why would Byline Bank want to refinance $400,000 worth of mortgages when they can cause the foreclosure and walk away with the $580,000? 7 months, they terrorized us with defaults never existed, demand letters, late fees, past due, all fraudulently fabricated. Once they got into a courtroom, and which they did, then they could fix whatever they want. Byline Bank had no fear of filing the fraudulent foreclosure. Their attorney, Scott Koenig, 5 years of physically impossible frauds to find the court. Cook County Judge Edward Robles, fix after fix after fix, fraud upon the court for 5 years, all to fix the legal description of our property, Lot 1. Oh, no, Lot 1 never existed. Those are two separate lots, Lot 206 and Lot 207. Lot 206 and 207 are the Cook County property parcel numbers. They had Judge Robles fix the Cook County property tax map to cause the foreclosure of our property.
And so for you, let me stop you there. For you, how frustrating, you know, you mentioned specific names. What did you do to try to combat this? Because obviously you've spent time and money in trying to say, wow, I can't believe it. First we go from having the taxes reduced, which was wonderful, to now not even having the lot be the lot.
Right. Okay, I never regrouped. I just reloaded. The Lord gave me the power and the strength to keep on going. I just reloaded, light them up. The worse it got, the more the Lord protected me. Okay. My wife gave me a saying along the way. Fate whispered to the warrior, you cannot withstand the storm. And the warrior whispered back, I am the storm. I am the storm because I have a friend in Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. Whom shall I fear? Not these clowns. Okay. Their arrogance makes them stupid. I'm not saying that I'm smarter than the crooked bankers, the crooked attorney, the crooked judge. No. They figure that they'll never get caught and they're never careful. And the operative question is, why can Byline Bank file a fraudulent foreclosure? Why can their attorney commit 5 years of fraudulently fabricated, physically impossible frauds at Binder Court? And why can Robles fix everything put in his sight, fix after fix for 5 years, and never get caught by the Illinois judicial, appellate court? The First District guards Cook County. No fear. There's no fear of the media in Cook County. There's no fear of the FBI in County. These are all federal crimes. I got the call from the journalist in Cook County. Mr. Barrett, we all know what they do, but I can't promise you a story. In Cook County, you have to have a picture of the judge taking the money, the tape recording of what he was paid to say, and a canceled check. What they do is the attorney who commits the frauds upon the court writes the court fines for the court with the fix. All the judge has to do is say what he's told to say before the hearing and enter whatever fix is put in front of him and never have to worry about being caught in Cook County. Along the way, I actually had one of the journalists ask me, they have a picture of the judge taking the fix. The FBI and Department of Justice do nothing about this. They only go after the high-profile cases. You're right. This happens to everybody. If your property exceeds your mortgage by a lot, and your mortgage is up for renewal, don't start weeks before trying to renew. Start months before. If you start weeks before, the bank can string you out at the last moment, change your mind. You haven't got time to refinance, and then they foreclose. Once they foreclose, you can't refinance. Byline Bank tipped their hand on January 4th, 2018. I knew what they were going to do. I started to refinance on March 14th. Of 2018. When Byline Bank found out on March 16th that I was going to refinance someplace else, oh, no, you don't. We want that property. They showed up on April 18th with two foreclosures. You missed your March 16th payment of principal and interest of $14.55 to Byline Bank. No, I didn't. Here's my canceled check. So what? They're a bank. The laws in the state of Illinois, if the bank establishes a foreclosure and puts their records in, you lose. It doesn't matter. That's what Robles did. Didn't matter what we said or what the evidence says. All that matters is what the bank says. That's how bad it is in Cook. They have armies of foreclosure attorneys. They will carve you into little pieces. The bank will outspend you, and they never have to worry. It doesn't matter what the evidence says or what we have to say. All that matters is what the bank says.
That's wow, so where does that leave you in this situation?
We still are in our house. We'll be under an order if they do what they want. They had the Cook County Sheriff evict us because Lot 1 never existed.
Wow.
We'll have $147,000 judgment granted against us. We have to pay Canada's legal fees of $88,000 for fixing everything, and they take our property away. We're in the appellate court right now. I'm going down there on Thursday. If we make it past their 307 laws, 307, they'll be waiting for us. Oh, no. Judge Robes is a Cook County judge. If he says Lot 1 never existed, then Lot 1 never existed.
Oh, so for you, and again, Lot 1, a legal description of judicial corruption in Cook County, Illinois. Cook County parcel numbers are not lot numbers. And we're talking to Frank J. Barrett and his situation. And imagine you being in this situation has to be so, so scary. And your warning about really just getting there and refinancing fast and not letting that happen to you is absolutely a good one. What do you hope people take away from reading your story, reading about this?
The Lord is my shepherd, whom shall I fear? Okay, we filed our affirmative defense and counterclaim for damages. They carved my attorney into little pieces wall after wall. If my attorney would challenge the fix, he either gets disbarred or loses every case for the rest of his life and his career is over. We went pro se. Once we went pro se, they didn't stand a snowball's chance of hell against me. I only have one law. Follow the money. They can't fix follow the money. I have two sets of records. One that caused the foreclosure. The clowns sent me their actual computer-generated records. They sent me the evidence that they caused the foreclosure. And Robus just says, so what? Robus thinks he's the first judge in history that could ever fix. They could ever fix follow the money. You can't fix follow the money, Kate.
Wow, so this is that classic tale of you're fighting the behemoth and you're doing everything you can to hang on.
Kate, you're wrong. They're fighting me.
Yeah, they're fighting me. Yeah.
They're fighting me. The fact that 84% Irish might have something to do with it. if I had to, I would come out of my grave to get their souls. Kate, I am a common man, no more, no less. As a common man and as a citizen of the United States of America, this is very, very simple for me. My colors don't run God and country.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, too, because you're a real estate professional. You've been in real estate. You know real estate.
I know real estate. Subdivisions, buying things, selling property all over the nation for railroads. I've been doing this for a long, long time. You can't fix a legal description. That's what it. 6 years of fraudulent foreclosure, 5 years of physically impossible frauds upon the court. Robles, 5 years of fix after fix that. By the way, the frauds upon the court of Koenig and the frauds upon the court of Koenig of Robles are identical. There was a letter from April 18th. There's no default in your escrow account. On May 8th, Koenig comes back and says, oh no, made up an entire demand letter system, reason the entire default never existed to cause the foreclosure. Robles made up the exact same demand letter never existed, reason never existed, and default never existed. Follow the money.
Yeah, follow the money.
Follow the money. Well, follow the money is from the movie All the President's Men. That's what Deep Throat told Bob Woodward in the basement of the Watergate Hotel. You can't fix it. I have a background in follow the money. That's what my forte is. What I do for a living. They picked on the wrong man.
Yeah, boy, it's, and again, to learn more about this story, Lot 1, a legal description of judicial corruption in Cook County, Illinois. Cook County parcel numbers are not lot numbers. Frank J. Barrett, thanks for coming on, and you can pick up this book wherever great books are sold, of course, and we wish you the best in this battle you're waging.
Hey, thank you very much.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Virtual
green room right now. I can't wait to introduce you to Ray Acuna. His book is called Guardians of Air Force Resources. I learned so much that I didn't know that I thought I knew, and you're going to learn too. It's interesting. He enlisted in the Air Force in 1961. He served 2 combat tours in Vietnam. We thank him for that. Think about this. He met the first U.S. president ever to visit a combat zone, which I didn't even know that, Lyndon B. Johnson, and he's a Texan. And can you imagine that conversation with LBJ, because he was a Texan? So interesting, his career and where it's taken him to a very special place, a very special office. In his book, he talks about real world criminal cases. They're summarized in each chapter. He had to go to the Pentagon to get approval for some of what he talks about, and of course there's much he can't talk about, but it is a fascinating read. He was an agent for the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, something I had no idea about, and wait till you hear this story. Ray, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me, Kate.
So talk about your career. You heard I mentioned the tours in Vietnam. What was it like meeting LBJ, especially in those circumstances of what you were dealing with in Vietnam?
Yes, I was very fortunate. I was standing as part of the Honor Guard. I was standing next to the reviewing stand where President Johnson was giving his speech. And afterwards, he stepped down from the platform and wanted to walk up and down the line of the honor guard, which was composed of the four military services. You know, there was a squad for each one of the military services. And I was fortunate to be very the second person in the front row, and he walked by and stopped, and he looked at my name, and he very, very correctly said, "Where are you from, Acuña?" And I said, "San Antonio, Texas, sir." And he said, "Put it there, fellow Texan." And we shook hands. He spoke Spanish as well, so I have a picture of him that appeared in Life magazine at that time, and a lot of pictures were taken of course, being the president and visiting the war zone for the first time, and so Life magazine covered him very well, and there's one of the pictures that shows me standing in front of the president when he stopped to talk to me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. So that happens, and you get an Associate of Arts degree in criminal justice. And then when you get that degree in the early 70s, you get selected for the office I talked about, the U.S. Air Force Office of Special Investigations, as a special agent. And what was that like? And what was it like going to that academy?
Yes. It was... For me, it was the most rewarding experience I ever had. It was like something that every law enforcement person feels attending any one of the academies, just like the FBI Academy. Agents go through the same similar curriculum as the agents do in the Air Force. So it was exciting for me, very exciting.
And you probably didn't know much about what was going to happen because you're learning it. Then you get into the office, and I said this at the top, there's things you couldn't talk about when you wrote this book. You had to make sure it was approved and whatnot. But what did you do? What was your job as a special part of the special investigations group?
Yes. Agents are assigned to every Air Force installation worldwide. There's always an office on an Air Force installation manned by special agents. The responsibilities are to actually look for any crime committed against the Air Force. Any type of crime, fraud investigations, criminal intelligence, all aspects of wrongdoing against the Air Force.
When you went into that, did you think that you would be investigating the things that you were and how every day was different?
That was pretty much expected. Once you become an agent, you expect to be involved with any type of wrongdoing towards the Air Force. I mean, regardless of who committed the offenses, as long as they're connected to the Air Force, well, special agents can investigate.
Yeah, and it can be anything. It can be a threat to the even a base to whatever it is in your area. So that's what I think is so interesting, that the different kind of crimes you had to investigate.
Yes, yeah, so there are categories that that apply to the investigations themselves. Crimes against person, crimes against the property, and that's basically the jurisdiction is involving all those crimes that involve Air Force personnel or its property.
Yeah, and you did that from 73 till 87, and then you come back for more, and you end up becoming the deputy provost marshal. What was that like?
Well, that was again a continuance of what I was involved being a special agent. I mean, Provost Marshal is considered the chief of police at a Army installation. And as deputy, I had the responsibilities to oversee the military police operations on that installation.
Yeah. Wow. So the book again is Guardians of Air Force Resources. We're speaking to Ray Acuna, and you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. What do you hope people listening to our conversation, people who go and get your book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
The takeaway from the book is that people can understand, especially the Air Force community, that there are people that can be contacted to report any type of crime against the Air Force. The special agents really become the guardians of Air Force resources.
Yeah, that's why the book is so perfectly named, all the real-world criminal cases that are summarized in each chapter. Such interesting cases that you covered and book. Ray, thank you for joining us on the show.
Okay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.